Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 28th of June of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Elon Musk, a baby's idea of a grown-up. Look at that man. He's got all the money, intelligence, and resources in the world, and he's using it to send cars to space like the wank fantasy of nerds that wish they were brave enough to be assholes. Look, I've got nothing against Elon Musk, but I figure he's a billionaire. He can take it. In history today, in 1919, the Treaty of Versailles was signed, ending World War I and establishing the League of Nations in France. Our guest today is a famous dick deflector and self-help guru, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show, Tiff.
Hi, thanks for having me. So many dicks deflected, so little time.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from the ranting soapbox evangelist that is the 24-hour news cycle and soothe ourselves with the classy concerto that is the weekend magazine. This Sunday, our top feature section is Words of the Year so far, as we come to halfway in this year, 2020. But first, some feature sections of the weekend magazine that we won't have time for. And in the weekend magazine today, a parenting section with 8 ways you've already irreparably ruined your children's lives, plus a quiz to tell you how guilty you should feel, as well as a PICT sensitivity guide so you can avoid offending the PICT in your life, and an interview showing the softer side of Languinia Margolf, the non-specific breakfast television opinionator who has made a career out of being angry about literally everything, but not for the reason you think. Languinia shows us around her 18-bedroom, one-half-bathroom renovated nuclear launch pad home and describes some of her more controversial controversies, including her argument that feminism should be banned because it makes women too sexy, and that she's against the destruction of historical statues because it makes artists feel like their work is important, as well as 6 new ways of getting creeped out by thinking about your own house in the wrong way, including the insight that carpet is like fur for the floor, all your cockroaches are just using you as a skinflake crop producer for their nutritional needs, and that your taps are vomiting uncontrollably when you turn them on. How do you feel about opinion havers on breakfast television shows, Tiff?
Oh, opinion havers, like Piers Morganing. I feel like Piers is a professional contrarian, which makes me think he doesn't hold any solid opinions worth anything, weight or value. It's literally what can get the most attention in a given moment. I mean, we're all professional opinion havers. Well, maybe not professional. What about the unprofessional opinion havers? People like my mum. I mean, she's got a lot of opinions. They may not be professional, but she has them.
She's an amateur pro. I feel like I would be a contrarian, except so many contrarians are And that's all the time we have for the feature sections we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the corruption of the human soul might as well be shiny. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by pigs. They're intelligent, clean, and will eat you if you fall asleep near them for too long. Pigs, the human of the barnyard. Aghast at a cad? Scandalized in a situation that calls for mild but non-injurious violence? Try flinging half a glass of water at your antagonist. Half a glass of water is sufficient to express your distress and cause discomfort, but the evidence will evaporate away, and they'll look like an overreacting if they escalate from there. Half a glass of water, the best answer to an indecent proposal. Ooh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Post.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section for today, because now it's time for your top feature section on the Weekend Magazine. Today, our top feature section is Words of the Year so far. Tiff Stevenson, you know a lot of words. What's happening in the world of words right now?
I know so many words. I can't tell you exactly how many words I know, but like at least 2,000 different words that I personally know. I should keep a word count. I should scribble them all over my walls, and in no way will people think I'm crazy when I learn new words. So words of the year so far, pandemic. Pandemic's been huge this year for obvious reasons. But demic if you're a cool kid. So just shortening pandemic to the demic. You know, an example would be, I can't come to your party tonight, Darren, because of the demic. In fact, you shouldn't be having a party because a demic is happening. So, pandemic, unprecedented. That's had a real go in 2020. In fact, it's unprecedented how many times I've seen the word unprecedented used this year so far. It's so overused now. It's better just to say, or maybe open an email with, in these, this has never happened before times, just so you don't come off as hack. You've got to stop using unprecedented.
I wouldn't have thought we'd have so much furlough. I always thought of furlough as a sort of a crop rotational association, but furlough's back in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, furlough. Isn't that a horse racing thing, or is that furlong? Furlong. Yeah, words that begin with fur. I mean, who knew there were so many of them? what does furlough technically mean? I mean, I've heard it used a lot. I know like Glastonbury has a year where they call it, they don't call it a furlough, they call it a fallow year. So yes. You have a year off to like allow everything to come back. Is that what furlough is?
I think furlough is originally a military term for when they can't pay their soldiers, but they want you to keep being available to murder people if they need you.
Right. Could we use fallow instead? It's just a bit softer. Sure. We fallowed you for 6 months.
Yes, we're letting you rest in the corner of the field so you can become more fecund for the next time we want to plow the juice out of you.
That was so overtly and grossly sexualist, and this is a family show.
All farming
Stop
is porn,
fecund
Tiff.
About the place.
It's my strong belief.
So what other words? Oh, a couple of my own words that I've made up. So I'm going to put those in words of the year. The first one's an adverb, Elsa'd. Uh-huh. Elsa'd. So like the character Elsa from Frozen. And when you've been Elsa'd, that means it's to be so frozen by cancel culture, moral top trumping, white knighting, or whataboutism on social media that you end up doing 20 drafts of a tweet and then saying nothing.
Letting it go.
Elsered. Letting it go. Elsered. So feel free to use that. And disappointment. Now, I came up with this a couple of years ago, but I think it's come back in the news again. Disappointment is someone that you previously looked up to who feigns an interest in your career just to try and fuck you. So a disappointment is someone who slides into your DMs. Oh, I mean, we've got lists. Haven't we got lists?
We have so many lists.
Everyone's fearing the lists right now, as they should be. Shock. Women are human beings that deserve respect. Disappointment. And another word I'd like to get rid of is problematic. I feel that's very overused, and it's, I like it to go because we could just use the word problem instead. So problematic, just being like rolled out again. It's just too vague and a bit too cancel culture for me. He's problematic. Well, what does that mean? He's an arsehole. He has some opinions you disagree with. Is he morally questionable? Like, which one is, I think problematic is too vague.
Problematic is a way of saying there's a problem here, but I'm not going to put my finger on it.
and I'm not going to put my finger wherever they want me to put their finger. What about a good old-fashioned, I don't like the cut of his jib?
Oh, I like that.
I don't like the cut of his jib. We used to use untrustworthy, you know, a bit creepy. Mm. But problematic, yeah, you can't quite put your finger on it, problematic. But again, the vagary of it, and this is non-gender specific, you could say a woman's problematic. I feel it's too vague. So either say, I have a problem with this, or say what it is that you don't like about the person.
Yeah, be specific.
God damn it, all I'm asking for. Yeah, all I'm asking for is a bit of clarity in this world of fake news. Those are all of my words of the year, Alice.
Those are fantastic words of the year. Thank you so much, Tiff. And that's all the time we have for our top feature section of the Weekend Magazine today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This is from Ben. Ben says, Dear Alice and probably Josh. That's you today, Tiff.
Ah, hi. Probably Josh. I like that name.
I'm writing today because I'm concerned about the Picts. I cannot recall the last time I heard news about them on your show. I was searching for any news about them online and found nothing. There seems to be a massive British cover-up about their disappearance. Have they decided to quarantine below ground? Has the British government taken advantage of the COVID distraction to commit genocide? Are there any other possibilities? Please help shine a light on this before it is too late. Thank you and good luck to you, Christopher. Ben. Ben, this is a really stupid letter. And I'm insulted by it, frankly, because what it shows to me is that you don't have any Picts in your life. You don't have a sufficiently diverse friendship group that you have integrated they've come out of underground. They're mainly living in Essex, but they're a functional part of British society. And if you have not embraced one into your friend group, I think that shows an inherent privilege and bigotry on your part, Ben. You shouldn't need to be coming to the news for news about the Picts. You should have a Pict in your social circle. Tiff, have you got anything to say on this?
No, picked up.
Yeah.
It's been picked up by me.
Well, Ben, thank you for your stupid letter. And if you have a stupid letter that you want to send to the editor, please write into us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go back into the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Do feel free to go back into the feed and see more brilliant work by Tiff Stevenson, who was your guest today. You can go back to episode 165 or episode 154. For brilliant Tiff Stevenson work. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm plugging my YouTube channel. It seems to be working.
Hey.
People seem to be flocking, and by flocking, I mean signing up at 2 and 3 at a time. So but it's Tiff Stevenson Comic on YouTube, and I'm trying to put as much of my work up there as I can. Or I've got, you know, a fair amount of Twitter followers, so I would say find me on Instagram as well, because that's where we do Old Rope Live on a Monday night.
brilliant. Old Rope is an excellent show. Thank you so much for coming on board, Tiff. As always, I enjoy doing a podcast with you. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.